Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US President Joe Biden has hailed the largest prisoner swap between the West and Russia since the end of the Cold War as a feat of diplomacy. Following Turkey's mediation, 26 people were exchanged in Ankara in a deal involving seven countries. Speaking in the White House alongside relatives of released Americans, Mr. Biden said the brutal ordeal was over for the American journalists Evan Gershkovich and Elsu Kurmasheva, ex-Marine Paul Whelan and leading Kremlin critic Vladimir Karamurza. Our international editor, Jeremy Bowen, is in Washington.
In the hours since the exchange took place, many details are emerging of long and tortuous negotiations and clandestine meetings and messages written on paper delivered by hand to avoid digital surveillance. The United States and Germany were the Western countries at the centre of the saga. The Germans held the biggest prize for President Putin, the assassin Vadim Krasikov. As well as a reminder of the way the world was during the Cold War, it might be a precedent for the future. In our troubled, fractured world, arresting foreign citizens for barter is yet another way of exerting pressure on an enemy.
Both NATO and the European Union welcomed the prisoner release and praised the multinational cooperation that led to it. Gráinne McCarthy is a colleague of Evan Gershkovich. She gave her reaction.
We're utterly, utterly thrilled and over the moon and completely elated. And it's been a day of emotion. There have been tears, I'll tell you. And we're out right now and some of my colleagues are getting drinks. And we're just kind of eagerly sharing every glimpse we get of Evan.
In total, 10 Russians, including two children, were exchanged for 16 Westerners and Russians imprisoned in Russia. Among those returned to Moscow was Vadim Krasikov, a Russian intelligence agent imprisoned in Germany for killing a former Chechen rebel commander. The president of Brazil, Mexico and Colombia have called on Venezuela to release the full details of last Sunday's disputed election in which the left-wing incumbent Nicolas Maduro had been declared the victor. The opposition has organised protests saying the result is fraudulent. David Bamford has this report.
Venezuela's opposition says its own vote tally shows that its candidate, Edmundo González, received more than double the support of Mr. Maduro, in line with independent polling conducted before the contest. The leaders of Brazil, Mexico and Colombia have now issued a joint statement saying they were willing to help Venezuela in the search for an agreement and they urged non-violence. Mr. Maduro has said his party is ready to present all the vote tallies from the election, but has not given any time frame. The opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, is in hiding, saying she feared for her life.
David Bamford reporting. BBC News. The leader of the Lebanon-based group Hezbollah has warned the Israelis they have no idea what red lines they've crossed by killing a top Hezbollah commander in Beirut, as well as the political head of Hamas. In a speech delivered at the funeral of Fouad Shukr, his military adviser, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, said Hezbollah was considering its response. Bangladesh's law minister has defended the ban on Jamaat-e Islami, the main Islamist party, and its student wing from political activities. Anisul Haque blamed its supporters for the violence during recent student-led protests over quotas in civil service jobs. A party leader earlier described the ban as illegal, extrajudicial and unconstitutional. Researchers say a half-billion-year-old fossil of a spiny slug has shed light on the origins of animals like oysters and octopuses. Helen Briggs reports.
The shellless, thumb-sized creature lived on the seafloor at a time when very early forms of most of the major animal groups we know today were starting to appear in the fossil record. The researchers say the fossil resembled a rotting plastic bag on first examination, but under the microscope was found to be incredibly rare and special. They say the new fossil, called Shishania, will help them piece together how animals as different as a squid and an oyster evolved from flat, shellless slugs covered in a protective spiny armour.
Simone Biles has won the all-round gymnastics event at the Paris Olympics. It's her sixth career gold, extending her record as the most decorated American gymnast. Brazil's Rebeca Andrade took silver and Biles' compatriot and defending champion, Sunisa Lee, won bronze. It's a remarkable comeback for the American superstar who pulled out of the Tokyo Olympic 3 years ago after suffering from a disorienting mental block called the twisties. BBC News.